Intelligent design really seems to have refreshed this debate. Of course, it's been ongoing for so many years and decades. But tell us a bit more, Doctor, about the intelligent design movement. Now, this is not just the faith-based community, is it? I mean, we're talking about folks who have come together in a way across some ideological spectrums.
Oh, that's true. There are atheists in the intelligent design community, and there are evangelical Christians, and everywhere in between. They have all, however, come to the conclusion that life is far too complex and far too regulated and perfect to have come from essentially rock, essentially the elements, to be organized that way. So, and it's that obvious. Everybody knows that, but those who have decided that it still must be just a natural process of self-organization of elements that don't actually, under any kind of circumstances, self-organize, they still believe that. That's purely philosophical. So these folks in intelligent design have been able to rid themselves and resist the naturalism philosophy and look at the data objectively and find that, in fact, there is a design. And it's far beyond any of our intelligence. So it must be a higher intelligence that puts a simple cell, even a bacteria cell, far above the elements as they are.